Welcome to Grace Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us on Sunday evening, April the 17th, 2011.
We're going to go back in our minds to the Last Supper, and we're going to actually eat roasted lamb. Kosher roasted lamb. The matzah is from Israel, and the small bowl with white is horseradish. It's cut straight off of the root, so I want to caution you to be very careful because it is very hot. Grape juice, or as I like to call it, new wine, okay? It's definitely new, and it's not wine, so we'll just call it new wine tonight. And then for a little end of the evening sweet, there should be dates and figs on each table. And we've got a few more of these if we run out at the end. Okay. I think they must be putting it in bowls back there. Ken, could you see, please, if they're putting in bowls back there? We've got bowls on the table, but it's okay if they've got them back there.
Just going to have them pass me the bowls. I'll fill them and then bring them back.
Okay. Tell you what, if we can pass the bowls in toward the middle, and we'll just send them over and get the lamb dished out. We'll get them like this. Okay, while they're doing that, we're going to go ahead and start. And we're going to begin with a song about the Messiah that is only about 20 years old, beautiful song. Fred and Tina are going to sing the song El Shaddai for us tonight to sort of get us in our hearts and minds ready to have this evening of worship together. I hope this is not just a time of me talking. Let's worship the Lord together through the things that we remember and through the things that He said. Trying to stick as much tonight as I could with the gospel accounts. Obviously, I can't say everything that Jesus said at the Last Supper because it was probably a 3 or 4 hour dinner that he had with the disciples, but I sort of condensed it down and again was reminded of the awesome special time that he had with the disciples, but it wasn't a perfect time. And in just a minute, you'll see what I'm talking about. Guys, you don't know how much I've been looking forward to having this dinner with you. Before I become the Passover lamb. And I know you still don't understand that. But don't you remember what my cousin said? This is the second Passover that we've had without my cousin John. Remember what he said the first time that he saw me? Behold, the Passover lamb who takes away the sin of the world. And from that time on, he tried to tell people who I was. And for the last 3 years, I've tried to tell you and show you who I am. But this is the last night we'll eat the Passover lamb together. And one more time, I want to show you in the foods who I am before all of these things are fulfilled. But first, I'd like to say some thank yous. A lot of people have put together this dinner tonight. Ellie, thanks for the donkeys. Ellie provided the donkeys last Sunday when we came in with the triumphal entry. Matthias, thank you for the room. He made the room available tonight. Peter, James, and John set the room up. They're pretty good that way. They only fought two or three times during the time they set it up. Mary, thanks for the matzah. Mary baked the matzah. Martha did the lamb. And they were getting along pretty good, too. Neither of them was bickering about anything. Judas brought the bitter herbs tonight. Thank you, Judas. That's nice. Uncle Zacharias made the wine. I'm sorry, Uncle Zacharias. I know you miss John a lot. This is the second time we've had this table without him. Andrew and Simon Peter provided the dates and the figs. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many bridal chambers. If it wasn't so, I would have told you that already. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, then I'll come back. And I'll receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. Thomas, how can you not know who I am, okay? And how can we know the way? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. Have I been with you guys so long that you didn't know who I was? James and John are bickering again, but who gets to sit beside them? You and Andrew have never done that, have you? No. They sent their mother to me, and she said, would you let my boys sit on each side of you? And I said, that's not for me. I can't make those choices. Guys, this is the last time I'm going to eat Passover with you guys before I die. This is the last time we're going to eat a meal together for at least 3.5 days. That's all the longer. I'm just going to be dead 3 days. And then I'll come back and we'll eat again. But don't be fighting about the greatest must be the least. The last will be first. Do you remember what I said about the greatest faith? It was a little child. So we've got a few children in here tonight, but there's the biggest faith. But they weren't up here fighting to see who gets to sit beside of me at the table. One of you that dips his hand in the bowl with me is going to betray me tonight. I know who it is. You don't need to know. You already had one fight tonight. Don't be blaming anybody else. No, it's not Simon Peter. Okay? He talks a lot, but it's not him. It's not James or John. I'm not going to say who it is. You'll find out who it is. It's one of you that dips their hand. I know all of you do, but that's all I'm going to tell you. Is it's one of you among the 12 tonight. Not these others that have come, but one of you among the 12. You realize what's been fulfilled this week? 4 days ago, on the 10th day of Aviv, we came from the Mount of Olives. Exactly on the day that Daniel said I would come, I came. Zechariah says, "Behold Zion, your king is coming, having salvation in himself." On the exact day that Daniel said I would come, I came as Zechariah said I would come, and as Isaiah said I would come, and he even gave my name. Zion, behold, your Yeshua comes, having his reward in his hand. That was just 4 days ago. What happened 4 days ago? Right. The Pesach, the Passover lamb, began to be examined. What's going to happen on this 14th day of Aviv? The Passover lambs will die. It's after sunset. This is the fourth day. After the day that Daniel said the Messiah, the Prince, would come. And I did. Did you hear what they were singing about me? Some of you guys still don't understand it exactly. They were singing David's psalm that he wrote for the coming of the Mashiach. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, hallelujah. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, hallelujah. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, Baruch haba B'Hashem Adonai, Alleluia. You guys remember what I said in the synagogue at Nazareth? When I stood up to read the Haftarah that day from Isaiah, and I read about the Messiah, and I closed the scroll, and I sat down, and then it was my turn to give the commentary. And I said, today, those words are fulfilled in front of your eyes. That's what happened 4 days ago when I came into the city. Exactly what the prophet said would happen. The person they said would come came. And it is me. The Passover lamb was always a picture of me. Ever since the first Passover in Egypt, ever since the words of the Torah were written by Moses, it has always been a picture of me. The lamb was brought in on the 10th day, examined till the 14th, and then killed. It was a male without spot and without blemish. I always do those things that please my Father. I've never violated one of my Father's laws. Anytime that I've ever argued with the Pharisees, it's not been to change the Torah, but because they changed the Torah, and I was trying to bring them back to what my Father's word actually said. The matzah. The three things that our people were to eat when they came out of Egypt. The lamb, the matzah, and the bitter herb. The lamb and the matzah. Or so you could understand who I am and who I will always be and what I was going to do. Some of you are very troubled now. Maybe you can't even enjoy this dinner. Two arguments tonight already. He's gone. The betrayer is gone. No, don't go after him. Don't trash him. Forgive him. Because he doesn't know what he's doing. The prophets talked about him. They described exactly what he would do. They didn't tell us who he was. He was from my family, from the tribe of Judah. I was betrayed by one of my own. It's all right. These things must come to pass. Simon? Satan wants to cut you up and sift you like wheat. And not very long, you're going to deny me three times. And it'll hurt, but it's okay. I'll forgive you. And God will restore you and make you great again. But let's eat. Let's eat some of the lamb. Can we eat some of the lamb? Pass the lamb around the table and enjoy the roasted lamb. And remember who the lamb is a picture of. It's a picture of me. And then some at the tables, pour a cup for each person. Pour a cup. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who created the fruit of the vine. Disciples, it's read to remind you of the blood of the Passover lamb and my blood, which we poured out for you. The first cup of the night reminds us that we are sons of Jacob. We are his descendants. We are God's people. We talked about the cup of judgment that was poured out upon Egypt. And we were delivered from that cup of judgment. I will pass the cup to you, and you will drink, but I will not drink any more of this cup tonight. Go ahead and please drink the cup.
How many more need?
Take a piece of the horseradish, the morar, the bitter herb, and put it on your plate, or put it on your napkin.
Just a little grape juice.
Is that this here?
Ladies, I don't think I would let your kids taste this. Okay, and I'm going to advise everybody else, Sue, don't eat a whole piece, even the small piece, because it'll probably choke you. It is very, very strong. So you might want to just nibble off the side.
I know.
Just to remind us of the bitterness of sin. The bitterness of sin. All right, pass the plate around and each person take a half a piece of matzo, or if you want to just cut. Break one of those into quarters, that's fine. We made it into halves. Look at the matzah. Moses in the Torah told us the matzah has to be without leaven. Because in my Father's word, leaven reminds us of the sins that men have. Tonight, I am the Passover lamb. The matzah will show you what I will do for you and what I'm doing for all men and women during this day, the 14th day of Aviv, at the last Passover, where all the Passovers will be fulfilled on this day. This is my body, which is broken for you. I've always done those things that please my Father. But I will be broken for you. The prophet Isaiah said, after the Messiah came as the prince, I did that 4 days ago, that he would be cut off, killed as a sacrifice, but not for himself, not for his own sins. And in the next 24 hours, I will be cut off, separated from the Father, killed as the Passover sacrifice, not for my own sins, but for yours. May we eat the matzah. When you eat the matzah, you notice that the Passover matzah has no salt. It has no flavor of its own. That's what Isaiah said about the Messiah. He said, when we shall see him, there is nothing about him that we should desire him. People will not come to me because of my outward appearance. They will not come to me because I offer them anything except what they cannot pay for themselves. That is the payment for their sins. And in a few minutes, all of you will be scattered. You will leave me. I told Peter that he would betray me 3 times, but before he betrays me 3 times, all of you will leave me. You will desert me. When we go to the Mount of Olives, you will leave me. That's what the prophet said. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But I love you. I will forgive you. After I die and come back from the grave, I will go before you into Galilee. When I go away, I'm going to send you another comforter. Someone to be beside of you, Simon, closer than your brother. Because he will be with you and he will be in you. Even the Shekinah, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. When I go away, I will send him. He will be a comforter like me. He will come beside of you, dwell in you. He will guide you into all truth. He will teach you what the Father says in his word. He will remind you of what I have said. Because someday some of you will write these words down. And God will record them. And those who believe in me sometime in the future will be able to read those words. They will know what I said. Because the Spirit of the Holy One will remind you of what I have said. He will not speak about himself. He will speak of me. He will glorify me. But he will do it inside of you. And then I will be with you in that way. Always. Even unto the ends of the earth. Why do I send this other comforter? Because I want to be with you always. I wanted to be with you so badly that before I was born, I came to this earth many times. I want to stay with you so badly that even though I'm leaving, I'm sending my spirit back to stay inside of you until I can come back and be with you myself and take you to myself. So that where I am, there you may be also. You're my friends if you obey what I told you to do. You love me? Keep my commandments. It's simple as that. You are my friends if you do those things that my Father has said. I want you to be united with each other as brothers and sisters, like the Father and I are one. That's how I want you to be one. How close is that? You can't even measure how close the Father and I are together. We are one. And that's what I want my followers to be. One. And you know who will do that? The Spirit will do that. He will make you as one. I will be in you. And then two of you will be able to have fellowship at the level of your heart,
because I am in you, and I will make you one. I'm the vine. You are the branches. Everyone who abides in me stays so close that we are living together, I will cause to bring forth fruit. And I want your fruit that I produce in you to last, to go on forever. I want it to be eternal fruit. I am making eternal fruit in your heart, and I want you to bear fruit, eternal fruit, in the lives of other people. Because if you don't, then what you do will be cast into the fire and burned up. It'll be of no use at all. The Spirit will glorify me. And if the Spirit is in you, then you also will glorify me. But it's going to be hard. The same way they persecuted me, the same way they will persecute me in the next 24 hours, they will persecute you. It'll be no different. It'll be hard. Some of you will die for my name. But I will be with you. And when you are suffering, you can remember the way that I suffered. And that not only did I suffer, but I have come back to live inside of you and to suffer with you again. And I will. Now, only a few more things I wanted to say to you tonight. Peace. Peace. I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not the same way that your families, other people in the world are going to try and give peace. Not the same way that the Romans are trying to bring peace to the whole world. My peace is in your heart. It's not outside. It's inside. If I offer my peace to you, you must receive it. I won't force it on you. If I give you my peace and you don't have peace, it's not because I haven't offered it to you. Peter, remember on the boat? You walked one time. That was good. Now the rest of them ever tried to walk. Yeah. And someday preachers will preach messages and they'll say, oh, Peter had such poor faith and he looked at the waves and he started sinking. It's okay, Peter. I'm the only one that ever walked on the water besides you. Just you and me. Yeah. Well, the things that I have done, you're going to do more. You're going to do greater things than what I've done. Even though in the next day you'll fail and you'll weep, someday you'll preach about me and the works that you do, the people who come to me will be greater than the number who came to me when I was preaching. You'll even be able to heal people like that. Someday, for my name, you will suffer. But I know you'll do well. You're a rock. You are a rock. I chose you guys. You didn't choose me. I chose you. And I gave you a plan. That plan was that you would go and glorify me by bringing forth. Because when I die, what I have done will be told all over the world. You will be my witnesses. You will give yourself as living sacrifices for me. And the things that I have done, you also will do greater things than those. The world will hate you because it hated me. Is the servant better than his master? If they've hated me, why should they not hate you? They won't hate you if they don't know that I am your brother. But I'm not ashamed to be called your brother. And when they hate you and despise you, know that they are hating and despising me. Now let's pray. Father, this is eternal life, that they know you, the one true and living God, and that they believe in the one whom you have sent. Lord, I have glorified you on the earth. Now glorify the Son, as the Son has glorified you. I have revealed your name to these. I have given them your word, all of it, and they will believe on you. Protect them by your truth. Let them be one as we are one. Don't take them out of the world. I'm not asking for that, not an escape, but deliver them from the evil one and strengthen them until their time is finished. And then your plan will be done, the plan that you have given to those whom you have chosen. I don't only pray, Lord, for those who have believed in me, but also for all those who will believe in me someday, that they all may be one as you and I, Father, are one. My brothers, you need to get ready, because you will be scattered, and it'll be very soon. I sent you out before, and I told you not to take a belt, don't take any money with you or any food. And I took care of you, didn't I? From now on, you must do the same. I will take care of you as you go out. But you also must do some preparations. You must be ready to travel. You must be ready to suffer. And you will. But you will glorify me, because the Spirit that I am sending is going to go inside of you and keep you. And we will have fellowship even closer than the fellowship we had at this table tonight. Now, it's time for us to go out to the Mount of Olives. And then, all that the prophets have said will come to pass. Let's pray. Our Lord, it's a very feeble attempt, Lord, to speak. I always get nervous talking for you. Whether I'm speaking as if I were you or if I'm preaching your word. Because your word is very awesome and special. And what you did and how you acted with these disciples and how you loved them is no different from the way that you feel for us. And all the things that you have said to them are said to us. And you prayed for them right there, and you prayed for us. And the same Holy Spirit is living in us. And because of that awesome Holy Spirit, we're able to have fellowship with you. And also, we have an obligation, Lord, to go out, to be ready to travel, to be ready to be persecuted, to bear fruit, to abide in you. Everything that you told them, you have also told us. And now, Lord, help us, because we are weak. And without the Holy Spirit in us, we would not have the strength to do it, We wouldn't have the wisdom to know what your word says. We would not be able to speak about you and glorify you unless the one who came as the comforter was in us to do those things. And Lord, this is the day. This is the 10th of Aviv. You were already in the city. And Lord, it's very clear what you said and what Matthew wrote, that there were many who believed in you on the outside of the wall. And there were many who didn't on the inside. And Lord, I think it's also clear that the people on the outside got in trouble for what they said and sang that day. But they didn't get in trouble with you. Those were precious words, precious notes that they were singing, the children and the adults alike, from the Psalms. And when they held up their talis and said, "This is the Messiah, this is God coming back to dwell in the tabernacle," they were believing in you, calling upon you to deliver them, to save them, which is what the Messiah was supposed to do. Lord, help us to do that wherever we are. Whether we have to use words or not, help us to make it clear to people around us. As the song recently said, may our life song be about you. And Lord, if there's anyone here that is like the people inside of the wall, that are angry about your coming, you're messing up their plans, they don't really know who you are. The people on the outside were telling them, but they wouldn't believe it. Lord, I pray that tonight, from the words that you have said, they will realize how much you love them. And that no matter what, you will forgive them. You'll come in to live in their life forever. You'll give them eternal life and a real purpose for existing on this earth. Thank you for the Lamb, which reminds us of the Lamb of God. The matzah reminding us of the piercings of Jesus and his perfect, sinless, spotless existence as God, that he was broken and crushed for us. The bitterness of our sin, Lord, in the bitter herb. The precious blood of the Messiah, who was the last one to be a substitute. The opposite of Abraham's substitute for his son. When you gave a ram, you gave your son to be the substitute for all of the lambs that would ever die for sin. Thank you for your eternal sacrifice for us. I pray you'll help us during this holy week to be holy people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, there's some dates and figs on the table, and we have more back in the kitchen if you'd like. Just go ahead and drink up and eat up everything that's there. And have a great holy week.
Thank you for worshiping with us today. Grace Baptist Church exists to glorify God by knowing Him through His Word, loving Him through worship and obedience, and serving Him by caring for others. For more information about our ministries, please go to www.aboutgracebaptist.org. See you next time.